Warning, you're about to experience the most passionate, high energy, controversial hour of your life.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries.
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, direct from the greatest city on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. Now it's time to go to war with the most fiery, dynamic, relentless, libertarian, conservative, anti-tax warrior in America, Wayne Allyn Root.
I said war!
Hello, Las Vegas, Nevada. This is Megan Barth sitting in for Wayne Allyn Root while Wayne is touring the country with his book tour, Angry White Male, I believe it is. So he's pretty busy this week, but I'm not. So I'm taking over the mic for him tonight and Thursday 4 to 6 and Friday 4 to 6. You'll have Kevin Wall in this seat, same time, same place tomorrow night. So we're on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. You can give me a call, 702-546-4790. That's 702-546-4790. And we've got two callers lined up. Hey, Gail.
Hi. I just wanted, are you there?
I am.
Okay. I just wanted to say, first of all, probably a lot of people don't know about Boko Haram, just how hideous they are. They they're in Nigeria, or at least that's where they started. And they kidnap little boys and little girls. The boys they force to kill their parents and others, and the little girls they put them in the sex trade. And why Hillary did not call them a
terrorist organization?
A terrorist organization is because she made a deal with the head of Nigeria, whoever that is, I don't know the name, years ago, when she was Secretary of State, that if he gives X amount of money to the foundation, then she will never call them a terrorist organization. And that is why they are not called a terrorist organization by the United States.
Well, I don't, where did you get, I don't know, I don't have that information in front of me, but like I said.
I know, I read that a long time ago.
Long time ago? Well, I'm glad you're arming yourself with some facts. I can't confirm those facts, Gail, but the fact that we aren't calling terrorist organizations may or may not have anything to do with the Clinton Foundation, although I wouldn't put it past them. But look at our administration right now, Gail.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, we have an administration.
No one's a terrorist except white people.
Yeah. So thank you for your call, Gail. And I want to go back to that point. We have an administration that has been fighting climate change instead of terrorism. Barack Obama, in front of graduating naval cadets, said, it was February 14th of 2015. I won't forget it. And it's on ReaganBaby.com. He said that climate change was a bigger threat to our world and our country than terrorism. And he won't say Islamic terrorism now, will he? He won't say that. Neither will Hillary Clinton. Neither one of them will equate Islam with terrorism. And that's why Islamic terrorism continues to grow. I don't know if you caught the news, but just in Virginia, there was an ISIS, allegiant to ISIS, who tried to behead two of his neighbors. This just happened last night. Thank God he was caught. The two neighbors are in the hospital in critical condition. Thank God they didn't die. But this is now becoming kind of like old news. Oh, another ISIS agent nearly beheaded somebody, passed the salt. This is Barack Obama's legacy. This is Hillary Clinton's legacy. She has a woman strapped to her side by the name of Uma Abedin. Now, when Hillary's not open jars of pickles, like she was on Jimmy Kimmel last night, she was sharing our most top secret information with Uma Abedin, who happened to be editor of a radical Islamic journal that was that touted the great things about Sharia law. Oh, yes, the great things about Sharia law, like how, oh, I don't know, under Sharia you throw gays off buildings. And then the other great thing about Sharia is, you know, the fact that women can't drive. Oh, and then there's another thing about Sharia that a woman can't go to the doctor alone. And another great thing about Sharia is you can marry a 9-year-old girl and consummate the relationship with that girl. That's Sharia law. And Uma Abedin was an advocate of Sharia law. And Uma Abedin is attached to the liar's hip. Let's go to a caller. Line 2, Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Megan.
How you doing?
Hey, y'all. All right. See, I got to talk about two things real fast. Progressives and liberalism. Progressives, you know why they call progressives? Because, like Dr. Savage says, it's a mental illness, and it's progressives. And just like alcoholism is a disease. Alcoholics, they can't leave the drink once they start. And progressives, they can't leave things alone. They just keep, escalating things and driving everyone crazy with all this crazy liberal stuff until we feel like we're in a parallel universe. And someday I think they might isolate the gene that causes this illness, and maybe they can get medical help with
well,
the advances.
Not under Obamacare. Yeah, not under Obamacare. No one's getting any help.
There you go. Well, originally I want to call up because you were talking about this Clinton Foundation and how all these bad people had contributed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call it? I have an imagination. I don't have no facts. I don't have anything. But maybe Gaddafi made that mistake. Maybe he should have made a volunteer some money to the Clinton Foundation, even though she was Secretary of State, not Secretary of War. But who the hell knows? I mean, the way things are going, maybe someday it'll come out that, you know, what do you call it, he had that option, and what do you call it, he blew it, and that's why he's not around no more.
Well, thank you for your call, Gary. That was pretty funny. Yeah, you know what? If you're a dictator and you don't want to be overthrown by the U.S. government, just kick, you know, make a kickback to the Clinton Foundation. Maybe pay Bill $750,000 for a speech, and you can carry on your tyranny as long as you want because you're stroking the right people in the Clinton Foundation. We got another call, line 3. Hey, Carl.
Yes, hi. I don't know if you want to hear this, but I'm not a Trump fan. I don't think he's an icon or a god. I'm in the medical field, and what I'm very upset about is I hear all these talk show hosts all over the channels, they have MD degrees, I guess, telling how sick Hillary Clinton is, like they examined her and what's wrong with her. And she released a letter from her doctor saying there is nothing wrong with her. And Donald Trump released a letter that he wrote himself. His doctor says in it his A1C level sugar is fine, his hypertension is fine, his thyroid is fine, everything is fine. And he said they all prove positive. Well, the doctor wouldn't say that. Positive means you have something wrong. It's negative that everything is fine. And at the end of the letter, which I think he wrote himself, he puts that if he's elected president, he will be the healthiest president in the history of the United States, like his doctor, whoever this is, examined from George Washington up. I mean, the man, I'm sorry to say, I think of him as a con man. I'm sorry.
Carl, are you a doctor?
I'm a PhD. I'm a psychologist.
Ah, okay, so you're not. Well, I gotcha. Thanks for the call, Carl. So if you're a psych, and I'm sorry, I had to cut you short there, Carl, but maybe you can call back on Thursday. Because if you're a psych, what would you call Hillary Clinton? Would you call her a congenital liar? Would you perhaps call her husband a sexual predator? How would you categorize those two? They have a long, long history. Now, I don't know about their health. I mean, I think that we should, you know, see her medical records, you know, that comes from a, you know, a doctor, as well as Trump's, right? We need to make sure that these people are going to be around for the 4 years. I mean, being president isn't a cakewalk. There's going to be a lot of stress, gonna be a lot of traveling. There's going to be a lot of issues to handle. So, of course, we need to make sure that we have the healthiest people running. But Hillary Clinton has demonstrated that she has coughing attacks. She was wearing those real thick bottom glasses. We know she's had blood clots. We believe that she hit her head. She might have had a stroke. I mean, there's just a lot of questions. You know, maybe those questions are buried in the 33,000 emails she erased, Carl. So I don't really know who you're voting for, Carl, but if you think Trump's a con man, what do you call the Clintons? You think they've been proven liars? I mean, my God, Bill Clinton was impeached because he lied after he sexually harassed a girl fresh out of her teens. I'd like to know your psychoanalysis on those two, Carl. They could keep you talking for a long time. And we're going to talk for a long time when I get back. We're on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. You can call in at 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. I want to hear from you guys out there. I know you're listening. The truth will be our revolution, and we'll be right back with the truth after this break.
And I'm Gary McNamara. We host Red Eye Radio, heard here overnights on 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. So, you've missed the healthcare deadline, you don't have any form of healthcare, Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, visit libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org, and request a free estimate at libertyhealthshare.org.
Most investors are like sheep. They buy the same things, stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar. Like sheep, though, they usually get sheared. But only the super wealthy know about rare color diamonds. Rare color diamonds are the world's most unique hard asset. These are not the kind of diamonds you buy in a jewelry store. Those aren't rare. That's why the average American loses money almost every time they buy a diamond. But rare color diamonds have an amazing track record. According to Sotheby's, rare color diamonds have appreciated about 10 to 15% per year since record-keeping began in the mid-1970s. That's five decades. That's why rich people get richer. It's time for you to do what the rich do. Now, for the first time, thediamondmarket.com has made it possible for everyone to buy rare color diamonds. Now, average Americans can do exactly what the wealthy do. Get your free special report plus a $1,000 off certificate. Check it out. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Call now, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or the Diamond Market.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root for Siegel Cohen Atlantis. I believe they're the number one tax law firm in America. They've handled IRS tax cases for some of the biggest celebrities in the world, people you know, people you idolize, people you'd be going gaga about if they were in the room with you right now, actors, actresses, movie stars, rock bands, politicians, and some of the biggest stars of the poker world. But more importantly, that's still only a half of 1% of their business. They've handled over 10,000 cases in front of the IRS, and most of them are average people just like you. Most of them are people who just got audited, or people who just didn't file on time, or people who are in trouble with the IRS. And Siegel Cohen Atlantis got them out of trouble. They are the greatest. One of those people is me. I wasn't in trouble. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the biggest critic of President Obama. Next thing you know, first time in my life, I have the IRS not only knocking on my door, but coming after me like the army. The most incredible over-the-top attack you've ever seen. I believe it was absolute political persecution and targeting. went to Siegel Cohen Atlantis, interviewed 20 firms, by the way, picked Siegel Cohen Atlantis over all of them. They handled my case. We won. 5 days later, new audit. They said to me, my gosh, never seen this in the history of America. We do not know of one case like this in history that ever won in tax court. And 5 days later, new audit. And they handled it again, and they won again. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, as an underdog. The letter U as an underdog, because that's what you are if you don't hire Siegel Cohen Atlantis against the IRS. 1-800-934-3578, or go to website sclTaxLaw.com, as in Siegel Cohen Landis, sclTaxLaw.com.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
With Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. You can call me up at 702-546-4790. 702-546-4790. And we've got a caller on, I have no screen. We have it. Here we go. We've got Tony on line one. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Megan. Good to hear you back again.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'll be back on Thursday and Friday, same time, same place. And, you know, they must like me. I don't know. I keep coming back. I'm invited, right?
Well, here's my brief theory as to why Hillary is sick and why she's rapidly degenerating. When you have a career or a life built on lies, lies on top of lies on top of lies, it is very, very difficult and exhausting to try to retrace your steps to figure out which lie did I tell, so I have to build upon that one, otherwise I'm going to slip. And this is the way she's been going for years, and it's starting to catch up with her. And when your body handles information like that or misinformation like that, It takes it out physically, and that's what's happening with her. That's my pet theory.
You know, I when you lie and you get caught up in lies, there's this elaborate web that forms, and you cannot remember what you said, right? To try to duplicate what you've said, and it causes a lot of stress. Now, I would argue, Tony, that you actually have to have a conscience. And I don't believe that the woman has a conscience, because I watched her lie in front of four flag-draped caskets when our men returned from Benghazi.
I agree. It's horrific.
It is.
But when it comes down to her keista as opposed to somebody else's, she's going to protect her own. And
she threw Colin Powell under the bus this week. She kept blaming her emails on, well, Colin Powell told me to do it. Well, Colin Powell said it was okay. Well, Colin Powell finally came out and basically said, shut up, lady. You already had an email server. I don't remember this going on. Stop trying to blame this on me.
That's right. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is when she was constantly dissing Trump about, we can't have a maniac like that with his hands on the nuclear codes and blah, blah, blah. She can't handle State Department secrets. What is she talking about? She made Trump's case in that statement, you know?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for your call, Tony. I really appreciate you tuning in. And he's absolutely right. You know, whatever is wrong with Hillary Clinton, and we know something's wrong with her, she can't stand for any length of time. She has to have a stool. When she was in front of the Benghazi panel, she was wearing glasses that were as thick as Coke bottle bottoms. She constantly coughs. She had an epileptic seizure. We know she's hit her head. We know she has blood clots. So just release the health records. But, you know, when you're the Clintons, and you're worth nearly $2 billion, you can buy records, right? You can buy a lot of things with that type of change. And speaking of buying, we're going to talk about buying votes, really is what this has come down to, because The Clintons and the Democrats don't give a flying fig about black lives or Hispanic lives or LGBT lives or female lives. They just care about the votes. Let's go to, well, yes, that's what I'm going to go to. Actually, you know what? I changed my mind because I'm a woman. I can do that. But speaking of buying votes, we're going to talk to Niger Innes in at 5:30, about 5:35 coming up. And we're going to talk to him about what the Democrats have done to the African-American community and how Trump can appeal and how he is appealing and what he might do. Look, Reagan only got 9% of the black vote. Bush did a little better. I think Trump can get up to 20% and maybe even higher. So we'll be talking to Niger Innes when we come back. 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You always hear me endorsing sexy products, products that can make you a fortune. Well, now I'm endorsing the least sexy product on earth, janitorial and paper goods supplies. These products aren't sexy, but everyone needs them. And everyone needs BT Supplies West. My great friend Steven built his tiny business into a multi-million dollar East Coast industry leader. Now he's opened BT Supplies West right here in Vegas to provide every businessman and woman in Vegas with options. The best price by far, the best customer service by far. They guarantee double-digit savings for your business, any business, large or small. They supply them all. BT Supplies West is brand new in town, and already they've landed the accounts at most of the billion-dollar strip resort casinos. The biggest brand names in the Vegas casino business are now using BT Supplies West. What are you waiting for? I tried them out at all my businesses. They cut my bill dramatically. The lowest prices for the best quality products ever. BT guarantees double-digit savings, and they delivered. I'm hooked. See for yourself. Call 702-OPTIONS. That's 702-OPTIONS. 702-678-4667. Mention Wayne Allyn-Root, and you'll get 10% off your first order. That's 702-OPTIONS.
Wall Street exists for one reason, to make Wall Street and their cronies wealthy. This is why you've never made any real money with your investment advisor and why you likely never will. Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I've been a leading investment expert for 31 years, demolishing Wall Street's shell game year in and year out. I founded the VRA in 2003, and it's really unlike anything else you tried before. I tell you exactly what and when to buy, and then exactly when to sell and take world-beating profits, all delivered directly to your inbox. In just the last 2 years, the VRA has booked more than 2,000% in net gains for subscribers, number one in the field, and I do it all with U.S. stocks, leveraged ETFs, and short selling, simple and powerful with life-changing returns. I am very concerned about the U.S. and global economy. I see the potential for a massive crash just around the corner, but my system ensures that you make money in good markets or bad. To join us and to save 75%, go to VRAletter.com and enter code VRAGOLD. Again, that's VRAletter.com. Discount code VRA Gold.
Hey everyone, Wayne Allyn-Root for Swiss America. Another great day today. I know I sound like a broken record. Gold did fantastic again today. You should be in gold. You should be in silver. Big time. I mean, this is just incredible how well gold is doing and how well silver is doing as well. But Swiss America is about more than just gold. Do you have faith in our government to protect your savings and retirement? Can a cashless society strip you of all your financial privacy overnight? And what devastating economic changes might occur in Obama's final months? With world financial events spinning out of control, a great withdrawal is underway, which could wipe out your hard-earned savings and prohibit access to your own money. In the book, The Great Withdrawal, you'll discover a simple way to protect your hard-earned money from out-of-control government. So call Swiss America and get it free. It's Craig Smith, who literally founded Swiss America 30 years ago, turned into one of the world's biggest precious metals companies. Call 800 289 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 to request your free copy. Time's running out. Withdraw from the system now and take control of your own financial future. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Get the great withdrawal free. Tell them Wayne Root sent you or go to SwissAmerica.com.
This is Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com on 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. We've been talking about the Clintons, of course, and we've been talking about the Democrat Party and how they really honestly don't care about the voters. They just care about the votes. Because when you look across the country at every ghetto, it's run by Democrats. Milwaukee, 1908, hasn't had a Republican since 1908. And look at the riots that happened in Milwaukee. Look at the strife. Look at Ferguson. Look at Baltimore. Look at Oakland. Look at Detroit. Look at D.C., for crying out loud, in certain parts. Ravaged by crime. Ravaged by poverty. By failing schools. So they say, you know, the definition of insanity is doing something over and over and over again and expecting different results. And yet these communities, these inner city communities, because of the corruption, because of the rigging of the system, because of the Democrats, once they have power, they don't relinquish power. It's a pay-to-play game in their political world. Whoever pays the piper gets special favors and even wins elections. And yet the Democrats, the progressives, will tell us that things are just great. They just need more money so things can be better. Really. Failing schools. Massive poverty. 59% black unemployment. Youth unemployment. 72% of black youth born into single-parent households. Generation after generation of theft. Theft of their liberty. Theft of their right to a good education. Do you know how much, I think it's the Milwaukee Public Schools, pays for each student? It's around $10,000 to $12,000 per student. Yet they get zero in return. I think it's not even, they have like a 60% graduation rate, if that. And this is just duplicated in every single Democrat-controlled ghetto and inner city. And so here comes Donald Trump. And he says, why not do something different? And then here comes the left saying, well, he's a bigot, he's a racist. Really? No. You're the bigots. You're the racists for keeping people down and not providing them a hand up. You're the bigots and racists for rigging the system against your own electorate. And you're the bigots and racists that would have someone like, oh, I don't know, Louis Farrakhan speak on behalf of the Nation of Islam, or Jesse Jackson with the former Rainbow Coalition, or Al Sharpton, or even the racists and bigots of Black Lives Matter. You know, you look down in Louisiana, there are a lot of blacks that are suffering in Louisiana right now. Where's Black Lives Matter? I'm sure George Soros could buy a boat for them and maybe they could do some rescues. Because he's the one that's funding Black Lives Matter. He's one of the funders. But they're nowhere to be found because they're planning the next riot. And then someone asked me the other day, they said, well, you know, the Republicans, you know, Donald Trump, you know, he was just in all white areas when he's, you know, appealing to blacks, and he's not going into the black inner cities. Well, the last time that Donald Trump tried to go into Chicago and speak and have a rally, the progressives stopped him. They bust in protesters. They shut down LSD, Lakeshore Drive. They rioted. And this happened also in Northern California, in San Jose. Paid protesters show up, knocked a guy in the side of the head, a white guy, with a bag of rocks, spat on women, egged women, assaulted women. This is the left. They don't want to hear anything different. They don't want to hear the truth because it takes away from their power. So let's listen to Donald Trump appeal to the African American voter. And let's go to cut 8.
Situation right here in Milwaukee, a city run by Democrats for decade after decade. Last year, killings in this city increased by 69%, plus another 634 victims of non-fatal shootings. 18 to 29-year-olds accounted for nearly half of the homicide victims. The poverty rate here is nearly double the national average. Almost 4 in 10 African-American men in Milwaukee between the ages of 25 and 54 do not have a job. Nearly 4 in 10 single mother households are living in poverty. 55 public schools in the city have been rated as failing to meet expectations despite $10,000 in funding per pupil, which is a very, very high number. There's only a 60% graduation rate, and it's one of the worst public school systems anywhere in the country. 1 in 5 manufacturing jobs has disappeared in Milwaukee since we fully opened our markets, and you understand what that means. We opened these markets to China, and many African-American neighborhoods have suffered. We opened our markets. They've taken our jobs. They give us our products that we don't make anymore, and African-American neighborhoods, along with many other neighborhoods, have suffered greatly. To every voter in Milwaukee, to every voter living in the inner city, or every forgotten stretch of our society, I'm running to offer you a much better future, a much better job.
And that's it. He is running to offer a much better future. And this election, since primary, has been the outsider election. Remember, the Democrats had to rig the primary to get Hillary Clinton. And I'll say this. I believe that Bernie Sanders would have been a more formidable candidate than Donald Trump. He had a movement behind him, as does Trump, on the Trump train, right? And then there were the burners. Hillary Clinton can't even fill a church. We found out that The Hill, the publication The Hill, was actually photoshopping people and crowds into Hillary Clinton rallies so they would look bigger. Donald Trump doesn't need any help from Photoshop, does he? So here we have a Republican candidate who's stepping into and reaching out to the inner cities in order to tell them, look, let's do something a little different. Why not? And with that, we got Niger Innes on the line. Hey, Niger.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific, actually. I'm on my way to a Danny Tarkanian fundraiser, who, of course, is a great, great, great guy that is running for Congress to fill the slot of Joe Heck when he's serving in the United States Senate.
That's right, because Joe Heck's going to be taking good old old Harry Greed's seat. Right?
Indeed.
Well, I got to tell the audience, and then I'll throw it over to you, but I got the nicest message from you this morning that says, I'm so busy, but you know what? I like you, and I'll be on. So I really appreciate it because I like you just as much. And tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you got going on.
Well, of course, a longtime activist with the Congress of Racial Equality. I'm chairman of the Tea Party Forward, which is a conglomeration of a number of Tea Party groups that have come together and unite to say that, you know, we did an extraordinary job in 2010 with the Tea Party Revolution in 2010, taking back the House of Representatives. And we did so again in 2014 for the United States Senate. We had an extraordinary primary, Republican primary, where you had a number of folk that were influenced by the Tea Party and rode the Tea Party wave. And, of course, now we've got an extraordinary nominee that's going to kick Hillary's butt, and we're looking forward to that. But the question that a lot of folk are asking is, what is next for the Tea Party? What is next for those of us that want to fundamentally change government and end the crony capitalism and prevent the socialism that is coming our way from taking place?
Well, absolutely. And do you remember, Niger, because I got involved at the Tea Party early, too. Andrew Breitbart spoke at my first Tea Party in Santa Ana, California. And I remember at that time we were being labeled with the same types of labels that Donald Trump is getting labeled with. We're racists, we're bigots, we're Nazis. We were even put on extremist lists by Janet Napolitano, remember? We were called out as...
I remember, not only that, but our good old friends at the IRS also targeted many of our Tea Party organizations, and including what would eventually become Tea Party Forward. We were targeted. Fortunately enough, we had the muscle to push back and fight back and get them to stop playing games with us. But there were many, many other Tea Party groups that had to go out of business because of that targeting, because essentially using the same tactics and strategies that Dick Nixon had used during the early 70s against his enemies list, if you will.
Right, and there's quite an extensive enemies list of the left, and it's basically anybody that doesn't think like them. So Donald Trump doesn't think like the left. He's not acting like the left. He's using the media against the left, which I love. And he's reaching out to the African-American community and saying, look, let's try something different. Look at all of our ghettos across the country. Look at the education system that is just deplorable. There are no jobs, 59% youth black unemployment. And the list goes on and on. What do you hear within your groups and outside your groups? Does he have, you know, you look back, does he have a good shot at double-digit numbers within the black community?
I have said for over a year when Donald Trump was talking about jumping in this race, I said that the Republican nominee and Donald Trump specifically could garner 15 to 20% of the black vote. I've said that consistently. I believe I was one of the first folk to say that, because you say the Republican Party getting 15 to 20% of the black vote, they want to check you into the loony bin, you know. But I believe that, and I know that to be the case because I have a father, Roy Innes, national chairman of the Congress of Racial Equality, who back in 1972, according to my our good friend Dick Morris, was responsible for Dick Nixon getting 18% of the black vote. Now, of course, it wasn't just my father alone, but he was willing to stick his neck out and to not just be a part of the Democrat machine. And consequently, it inspired a number of blacks, him and along of others, a number of pro-black capitalism folk that was coming to fruition at the time. It was a belief that, you know, your salvation does not lie with government. Your salvation does not lie with, you know, just being part of the increasing dependency class that has come to fruition after the Great Society, and that there's another way, there's another direction. And consequently, they were able to successfully garner 18% of the black vote. And, you know, I just see so many parallels between that era and what's happening today. In fact, even Donald Trump uses the phraseology of that era. He says law and order, you know. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of black Americans. There are a lot of people of color. There are a lot of Americans, period, that like that phrase. They know that our borders are out of control. They know that there is a war on police right now. metaphorically speaking, and of course in the case tragically in Dallas, literally speaking, there's a war on police. And you know, look, I think Donald Trump, to get back to answering your question, I think Donald Trump definitely can get double digits very easy. What he cannot do is back off from the direction that he's moving. He can expand it. He can add more nuance to it, but he should not retreat.
Yeah, I've always wondered what the tipping point with the black community was going to be, because you look at historically how they, you know, turn out to vote, and historically it's Democratic. And then you look at the inner cities and you see that they have been so directly abused and impacted by progressive policies. They unfortunately have to live in an area that's crime-ridden, which is a direct result to illegal immigration, as well as drugs, as well as corruption and crime. Then you look at the schools, and I was told a long time ago that education breaks the chain of poverty. And you look at the education system historically in the ghettos, just awful education, where they cannot, because there is no school choice in Democrat-run districts, they can't even decide where to send their own kids to school or in a safe manner on how to get there. And I've said, what is it going to take to break the dependency, or at least the voting patterns that historically the black community has given the Democrats? And what is the tipping point? I see the tipping point as perhaps Donald Trump of finally speaking the truth without fear. Do you sense that as far as maybe the tipping point that they'll start to listen?
I do. I think that Donald Trump has a lot of things on his side. I mean, first of all, people know who he is, you know, mm-hmm. within the community. And look, Black America is doing extraordinary well. If you look at it, you know, sometimes you listen to the progressives and you think that Black America is just downtrodden, and we're all in the ghetto, and we're all, you know, either victims of crime or committing crimes, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not the case. There are a number of us, you know, the explosion of the black middle class since the 1960s has just been an upward trajectory. And, you know, so there is, in a sense, a tale of two cities within black America. On the one hand, you have a thriving class of black Americans going up that economic ladder of opportunity like anybody else. But then, of course, on the other hand, you have the other black America, the unspoken about black America, or actually, I shouldn't say unspoken about. You can say it's spoken about all too often. But unfortunately, when you speak about the other black America, there's usually pandering. There's usually the same old, tired, progressive, so-called solutions to problems that have been vexing the community for decades. And they're not really solutions. They are rhetoric that just ends up keeping the community exactly stuck and mired in the same place. And the beauty of Trump, and you hit the nail right on the head when you said he says what he says without fear. And I think that he's building a team now. You know, he's just expanded, shall I say, the RNC just expanded its black outreach team, which includes folk like Elroy Saylor and Ashley Bell and Shannon Reeves, who does some extraordinary work. So he's building together, Telly Lovelace, he's building together dream team, if you will, mm-hmm. of African-Americans and others to have a really effective outreach effort. I just hope that he continues to build it and expand the team.
Well, I do, too, because when you look at it from, you know, a 10,000-foot view, and if you just look at this logically, okay, you and I may differ in color and sex, right? But we want the same things. We want, and most people do, especially when it comes to their children. They want good education. They want to live in safe communities. They want to make more money than they give to the government. They want a roof over their head, and they just, you know, kind of want to live the American dream. That's a majority of us, whether we're white or black.
That's
And so it's kind of breaking through the narrative that has been created by the left that we're all just a bunch of racists on the Republican side. And that's the biggest challenge that I think Trump has to overcome, is breaking through that false narrative of bigotry and racism. And the only way he's going to do that is through the media.
Yeah, and the beauty of Trump is that he, you know, in bringing on Steve Bannon, he's got a media vehicle, or at least a guy who has created an alternative media vehicle, so that he doesn't have to be held captive to traditional media, which is most important, because as we all know, the bias level is unfortunate.
Just a touch.
Digital media, and so he's not held captive by it. You know, he's got a social media network, and he's got a conservative media network that can get the word out, so that we can make sure that when it is GOTV time, get out the vote time, that the progressives are not the only one nudging their people to the polls with false stories and false narrative that, you know, the cable channels all cover. And even if they carry these issues correctly, for example, I was on I think what people would consider to be a conservative network just the other day, and they were had as an issue the question of Donald Trump, revealing his tax returns. And I said, why don't we talk about the tax plan of Hillary Clinton, which is just a continuation of Barack Obama's crony capitalism, versus Donald Trump's tax plan, which is going to bring back jobs to the American people.
Well, Niger, I know you got work to do, so you go get going, and I got to take a break. But I so appreciate you today. Thank you for calling in. That's Niger Innes, ladies and gentlemen. And Niger, drive safe. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my dear. Okay,
all right.
Take care.
Thank you. And you're listening to Megan Barth, 790 Talk Now, Talk That Rocks. We'll be right back after this break. You can call me, 702-546-4790.
Hi, I'm Eric Harley.
And I'm Gary McNamara. We host Red Eye Radio, heard here overnights on 790 Talk Now. Freedom of speech is not free. The talk that rocks relies on advertising dollars to keep free speech alive and well.
For more information on how you can advertise on 790 Talk Now, call 760-851-9447. That's 760-851-9447. And ask for Debbie.
Where free speech lives, 790 Talk Now, talk that rocks.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allen Root, War Now, friend, fan, supporter, subscriber of Kip Herridge. Kip Herridge of VRA. It doesn't get any better than those three letters, or I should say those six letters, VRA and KIP. Kip Herridge is the man behind VRA, the Vertical Research Advisory, the number one stock newsletter in the country. I always talk about Kip and the fact that in the last 2 years, his subscribers have made over 2,000% profits following the advice of the VRA. Over 2,000%, to be exact, over 2,300%. And he's crushed Wall Street every year since 2003. Every year. And now you can too. In just two stocks since January of this year, his subscribers have gains of 1,150%. That means they turned $10,000 into more than $110,000. It's all because of the VRA trading system created and invented by Kip Herridge. 100% by Kip. It tells us the market's next direction, the sectors that will be red hot, and most importantly, the exact ETFs, exchange-traded funds, and stocks to purchase before they skyrocket. That's the key word, before they skyrocket. That's what you get from VRA. He's not Goldman Sachs. He's not Merrill Lynch. You don't send him your money. He's not a stock firm. He's just a newsletter that gives you advice on how to trade stocks and ETFs, when to buy, when to sell short, and when to take profits. And, man, does Kip know how to take profits, whether it's bull markets or bear markets. He's winning for you. Go to VRAletter.com. That's VRAletter, L-E-T-T-E-R.com. You'll see some of the amazing testimonials plus Kip's market predictions going all the way back to 2003. That's VRAletter.com. Make sure and use discount code VRAGOLD to save an incredible 75%. That's VRAletter.com. Discount code VRAGOLD.
Most investors are like sheep. They buy the same things, stocks, bonds, real estate, the dollar. Like sheep, though, they usually get sheared. But only the super wealthy know about rare color diamonds. Rare color diamonds are the world's most unique hard asset. These are not the kind of diamonds you buy in a jewelry store. Those aren't rare. That's why the average American loses money almost every time they buy a diamond. But rare color diamonds have an amazing track record. According to Sotheby's, rare color diamonds have appreciated about 10 to 15% per year since record-keeping began in the mid-1970s. That's five decades. That's why rich people get richer. It's time for you to do what the rich do. Now, for the first time, thediamondmarket.com has made it possible for everyone to buy rare color diamonds. Now, average Americans can do exactly what the wealthy do. Get your free special report plus a $1,000 off certificate. Check it out. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. Call now, 877-432-6291, 877-432-6291, or the Diamond Market.
Dr. Tom McPhee is known as the man who beat the bankers, but it wasn't always that way.
Hello, I'm Dr. Tom McPhee. I was raised in poverty, but I didn't want to stay that way. I worked hard and put myself through school where I earned not just one doctorate, but two. But none of that education is what enlightened me as to how money really works. In fact, it wasn't until I stopped doing what the bankers, financial advisors, and Wall Street told me to do with my money and started doing what the bankers actually do with their own money that I became known as the man who beat the bankers.
To find out what Dr. Tom McPhee does with his money and why he's known as the man who beat the bankers, call 702-660-7000. Mention the Wayne Allen Root Radio Show and get a free pass to attend a Beat the Bankers webinar hosted by Dr. Tom McPhee. Call now, 702-660-7000, and get a free pass to perhaps the most fascinating financial webinar in Las Vegas. That's 702-660-7000.
When you can't make them see the light, make them feel the heat. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And this is Megan Barth filling in for Wayne Allen Root. You can find me over at ReaganBaby.com on Twitter, Reagan_baby. Or if I know, or I know you're on Facebook, right? So you can find me on my Reagan Baby fan page. Believe it or not, I've already done 2 hours. This always flies. And no wonder why Wayne is going to 3 hours. And he's going to 3 hours after Labor Day. He'll be back next week. Tomorrow in this seat, Kevin Wall will be filling in. And then you'll find me back here in this seat on Thursday at 4 o'clock and on Friday. They must be crazy. I'm here 3 days this week. But there is so much to talk about. We didn't get to half of what I wanted to talk about today. So that's why we're going to be back Thursday, and we're going to keep the heat on Hillary. As we say over on ReaganBaby.com, when you can't see the light, make them feel the heat. And I'm going to give you the truth, folks. I'll be back on Thursday with the truth, because the truth will be our revolution. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBaby.com. See you next time.